This is the Northwest Passage on KLCC, the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art's summer exhibition On the Road, Two Visions of Tokaido, opens Thursday. And today, to preview the exhibition, are Eric Hoffman and Debbie Williamson-Smith with the museum's communications department. Eric and Debbie, welcome to the Northwest Passage.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
And Eric, I'll start with you. This exhibition has an awfully interesting backstory. Could you share it with us?
Sure. The exhibition compares and contrasts two sets of Japanese block prints. The first set is by Ando Hiroshige, and they were printed in the 1830s, 1833-1834. The more contemporary set is by an artist, Junichiro Sekino, and these prints were created between 1960 and 1974. And these artists both traveled the same road between Tokyo and Kyoto. And Sekino recreated all of the stops that Hiroshige had drawn and then printed during his travels. So there are two locations with about 100 plus years of time between them. So you can see the changes in the streetscapes and the landscapes and the people that are found along that path.
And what does Tokaido mean?
So the Tokaido is a highway that travels between Tokyo and Kyoto along the Pacific the Pacific Ocean, and it was originally formed so that the shogun would have a route to report to the emperor, essentially, of Japan.
Well, and Debbie, how did the museum? How was the museum able to obtain this art?
Actually, through the generosity of donors, the first set of original Tokaido prints came from our donation from Gertrude Bass Warner, who was the founder, essentially, of our Asian collection. And then in 1991, Yoko McLean gave us the Sekino set, the more contemporary set.
Wow. And then tell us, Eric, about the big party, the exhibition reception coming up here Thursday.
So we open Thursday evening from 6 to 9, and we'll have great evening of music, visual arts, and also food. So there's always a nice blend of people and activities going on. We'll have the Eugene Taiko performing, the Eugene Springfield Obon Dancers, and then the Own Ensemble from L.A. And they're going to be performing as a part of the Bach Festival later in the week.
Is there something, and either of you can answer this, is there anything that really separates these specific Tokaido woodblock prints from other similar works of art?
Well, the Hiroshige prints are part of many different versions that he created, and these are part of a set known as the Hoedo Edition. And Hiroshige is recognized as one of the masters of Japanese block prints. Many people know the image of the wave that he created. So they're considered one of the finest sets of prints out there. And then the Sekino prints, what makes them different and exceptional is that he created the prints from start to finish, where in a more traditional Japanese block print process, Hiroshige would have created a drawing or a painting, and then a different artist would have done the carving, another artist would have done the printing and so on and so forth. It was a very collaborative process. So Sekino's approach to it was different than Hiroshige's.
And Debbie, I understand that museum goers will actually get a demonstration on how these block prints are made as part of the exhibition.
Yes, there will be some demonstrations of how woodblock prints are made as part of the exhibition, along with some samples of tools that are commonly used in the practice.
That's a neat addition to it. I'm kind of curious, when the museum goes from one exhibition to the other, is it a big process going from one to the other? And how does that work? Do you work late nights? Is there a crew that comes in and helps out with that?
Well, there is a crew behind the scenes that helps to prepare all of the different objects in the exhibition. They de-install the previous exhibition. The gallery may go through a transformation with painting and things like that. And then the new artwork is installed based on a plan that's been developed by exhibition planners. So there's really a lot of people behind the scenes who help to plan the exhibition, prepare all of the objects, load them into the gallery, display them. It's quite an involved process.
And does this happen all in the span of just one evening?
We actually take about a week and a half to 2 weeks, depending on how complex the exhibition is.
Makes sense. And Debbie, I want to ask just a general question about the museum. Mm-hmm. You know, we've heard so much about different institutions and how they're might be struggling during these economic times. How is the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art handling this recession?
Oh, well, we're doing very well. Our attendance numbers for this year are actually up over last year. I think in times of economic challenge, people look to the places that bring them comfort, and that's the arts.
And Eric, give us a quick refresher one more time on the museum hours and the dates that this summer exhibition will be running.
Okay, so On the Road, Two Visions of the Takedo will open Thursday, June 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. and then will be on view June 26th through September 13th. The museum is open Tuesdays from 11 to 5, Wednesdays 11 to 8, and then Thursday through Sunday 11 to 5. For more information, you can go to jsma.uoregon.edu or call 346-3027.
Great, and we'll include that information on our website as well. Eric Hoffman and Debbie Williamson-Smith, thanks for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
The Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art's summer exhibition On the Road, Two Visions of the Takedo, begins this Thursday.